the Smithsonian Institution is in trouble, and this has nothing to do with the recent allegations of overspending by its director. A new report says there are serious problems with the institution's art museums, from damaged buildings to bad management. Yesterday, one lawmaker proposed freezing a Smithsonian budget increase. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Among the Smithsonian's arts organizations are the Hirshhorn and Freer Galleries in Washington, D.C., and the Cooper Hewitt National Design Museum in New York. An outside committee, made up of leading art museum directors, examined them all and concluded there are big problems, but also unrealized potential. Ned Rifkin is the Smithsonian's Undersecretary for Art. He asked for the study over a year ago.
The good news is that the Smithsonian has some of the finest collections of art in the world.
But the study is candid about the problems. It says many of the Smithsonian's art museums are hobbled by inefficiencies and narrow institutional viewpoints. It talks about redundant programming and states the museums have seldom lived up to the superior quality and leadership that their national designation implies. But the review also points out that within the overall institution, the arts receive far less funding than history or science. Ned Rifkin says this has led to deferred maintenance. The report cites leaks in some of the museums that threaten the collections themselves.
The Smithsonian is over 160 years old, and over those decades, you have things sometimes in real serious disrepair, but at other times just needing maintenance. Long story short, we are vigilant about this and have been advocating to Congress for, you know, significant sums of money that would enable us to address the physical infrastructure of the Smithsonian.
Congress did approve a $17 million budget increase for next year. But problems of another nature have put that in jeopardy. In January, an internal audit of expenditures by Smithsonian head Lawrence Small created an uproar. Yesterday, Senator Chuck Grassley rattled off a list on the Senate floor.
First-class air travel for a secretary and his wife, a palace for an office, and hundreds of thousands of dollars spent on the secretary's own home for things such as chandelier cleaning and pool heaters is impossible to justify.
The audit found that in addition to his salary, Lawrence Small racked up $90,000 in unauthorized expenses, and that since becoming secretary in 2000, he's charged the Smithsonian more than $1 million for the use of his home for official functions. Senator Grassley proposed freezing the budget increase until certain conditions are met.
Number one, that no one at the Smithsonian is getting paid more than the President of the United States, as was proposed by the House Appropriations Committee last year. The second condition, that the Smithsonian must follow the travel expenditure guidelines of the federal government. No more first-class flights to the Hawaii to enjoy Thanksgiving.
Grassley also recommended a tightening of ethics rules for Smithsonian employees. This has not been a great year for the institution, but Smithsonian officials are hopeful that the panel's review of its art museums and the attention it's getting on Capitol Hill will help them fulfill their mission, laid out by founder James Smithson in 1826, to be an establishment for the increase and diffusion of knowledge. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.